Federation.
Welcome on in. It's Saturday morning, and you know what that means. You've got another edition of Off to the Races. My name is Mike Bozich. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And Off to the Races is brought to you by the good folks at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. Visit them at OHHA.com. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center, caring down to a science. Also, Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at Cashman's.com. Another busy show for you here today. We are joined by the legendary voice of the Little Brown Jug, Roger Houston himself. It's a two-part interview. Great opportunity to sit down with Roger and talk about his 66 years of calling races. He has been the voice of the Little Brown Jug since 1968. That is unbelievable. And what's even more fantastic about it is Roger is still going strong. We're going to talk to Roger in a two-part interview about those subjects and much, much more. But I'll tell you what, the action for the Ohio Breds is kicking off, and it kicked off this past Saturday in a big, big way at Miami Valley with the James Hackett Memorials going for purses of $75,000. Just wanted to give you a quick rundown of what happened in the Hackett Memorials. The three-year-olds in action. We'll first talk about the three-year-old Philly Trotters, Chris Bieber trainee, and a big, big win for Mega Money at 156-1 in the slop. Chris Bieber had a three-horse entry in that particular race. They raced 1-2, and Aaron Merriman was in the bike on Mega Money, returning 480 to her Parimutuel backer. She was the Ohio Sire Stakes consolation winner from a year ago, three-year-old by Triumphant Caviar, getting her 2025 off to a good start. In the three-year-old Philly Pace Final, the Burke Brigade was in business. The word is out for driver Chris Page, rallying in the stretch to knock off favorite Skywalker Senate, 152-4 for that win. Last year, the word is out, was a multiple Ohio Sire Stake winner, finished fifth in the final, returning 1080 to her Parimutuel backers. And the word is out is a three-year-old filly by Well Said, the mare Treacherous Secret, winning the three-year-old filly pace final of the James Hackett Memorial, going for $75,000. Three-year-old Colt and Gelding Trot went to Lieutenant Loverboy in a gate-to-wire win for trainer Darren Harvey and driver Brett Miller. Three-year-old by Long Tom of the Mare for the Love of Lindy. And, of course, he was the Ohio Sire Stakes champion a year ago, earning more than $300,000 last season. Congratulations to those connections. And of the three-year-old Colt and Gelding Pace, it went to Up Again for Team Noble. Christy Noble, the trainer, Dan Noble, the driver, 150-4, grinding first over win, holding off the three-headed monster, three-horse favorite entry of the Burnt Brigade. They finished second, third, and fourth at 1-9, and Up Again returned 1040 to his Parimutuel backers. He's off to a good start. He's made over $70,000 this campaign and is 4-6 this year. That's what happened at the Saturday at Miami Valley. When we come back, Roger Houston, the legendary voice, the Little Brown Jug, will be joining us on Off to the Races. Back in a moment.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And welcome back to Off to the Races, Mike Bozich. And I'll tell you what, since we started this program, this is the moment that I couldn't wait for. One of certainly the track announcers that I have looked up to growing up is calling races myself and getting involved in this business. And he is the longtime voice of the Little Brown Jug, longtime former voice of the Meadows, Roger Houston. Roger, it's an honor. Thank you for joining us.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be with you on this occasion. And I've listened to many of your calls and enjoyed them all there at Harris, Philadelphia, and filling in at the Meadowlands. So you're doing quite well in your career.
Well, Roger, I certainly appreciate that. And you've done quite well in your 66 years now calling races. And from Xenia, Ohio, which is outside of Dayton, Ohio, is where you grew up. And let's get back to the early days. Talk about how you got your start in announcing in the sport of harness racing.
Well, actually, I started out doing public address announcing in high school, in Xenia High School, back in about 1957, 58. And I graduated high school in June of 60. But in May of 60, my uncle, Don Houston, who had been the announcer since 1953 at Lebanon Raceway, he called me one Sunday morning and says, "You want to go down to Wilmington, Ohio with the matinee program this afternoon?" So I said, "Yeah, I'll go and do anything." And first race was over, and he pages me over the PA system, said, "Come to the judges' stand." And so I immediately got over there real quick, and he says, "I got to go to the bathroom, do the post parade. I'll be back for the first race." Well, the rest of the story is he didn't come back. And I had to announce that afternoon, and that was the first races I ever called. Of course, I've been going to the races with him since 1953, when I was about 11, 12 years old. And so, I mean, I knew the phrases and things like that, but still, when you have to do it for the very first time, it's quite nerve-wracking, but thank goodness it got better with each and every race. And before the summer was over, I had 5 county fairs in Ohio, and some of those fairs are still announced today.
Now, Roger, do you still remember that first race call?
Do I remember it?
The very first race call.
No, I have no recollection, except my knees sounded like a guy playing a drum or something, because they were knocking against each other. I was a knee knocker. I need a set of knee spreaders. It was terrible. I'll guarantee you, it was terrible. But like I said, it just got better and better as the day went on. I did know most of the drivers, and, you know, that's a big help right there. But when you got to open your mouth and you don't know what's going to come out, you just hope you say the right things and get through the mile.
Roger, we're going to get, of course, to your history and the Little Brown Jug and calling that race. But let's first talk about when you got started at the Meadows.
Well, I was working at Pompano Park and working in the publicity office, and Delvin Miller came in, and he said, "Do you ever think about leaving down here?" And I said, "Well, you know, my daughter's in about the second or third grade, and I'd sure like to be someplace year-round, and I didn't have to move." And he says, "Well, Joe Hardy, who owns 84 Lumber, Heard you call the Florida Breeder Stake in March, and he wants you to be his announcer starting in 1976. And I made the trip to Meadows and looked over the place, talked to a lot of people, and I decided, well, that's the place to go. It's right for me at that time and for the career and everything. And I didn't hear anything from him for like 4 or 5 months. And I'm wondering, hey, what's going on? Well, Ed Ryan, the home builder, who was also connected with Joe Hardy of 84 Lumber, was in Lexington, time trial on a horse. And he says, when are you coming to the Meadows? And I said, well, I haven't heard anything definite about it. And he said, well, I thought it was all set. And I said, no, I've talked to him, but I haven't heard anything back. Well, that was on a Saturday. Monday, 2 days later, there's a knock on my door in Coconut Creek, Florida. And it was Joe Hardy, owner of the Meadows. And he made the offer. And like I said, if I hadn't said yes, I'd probably have him arrested for trespassing, because he was there for about 6-7 hours. And we agreed on everything, and the rest is history.
Well, that's fantastic. He wasn't taking no for an answer. And, of course, now getting back to your time at Delaware, Ohio, the Little Brown Jug, you've been there since 1967, calling the actual race since 1968. That's, you know, quite a history of, and you've seen this race evolve quite dramatically, especially since the advent of expanded gaming here in Ohio.
It's hard to put into words what it's meant to me, the Jug, because starting to call the Jug back in the 60s led to so many other things, because everybody in the world knew about the Little Brown Jug. And, you know, in those days, the United States Trotting Association made video movies each year. And so they watched those movies, and all of a sudden, I think it was in somewhere around 1980-something, got my first call to go to Sweden, and it just multiplied from there on. But if it hadn't been that introduction at Delaware, Ohio, I doubt that I'd have been a worldwide announcer, but I've announced in 8 countries and all over the world, and it's meant everything to my career.
That was part one of two with the sit-down with Roger Houston. Part two is coming up on the other side of this timeout. But how about Roger from Xenia, Ohio, now in his 66th year calling races, the voice of the Little Brown Jug, the voice of harness racing. And we'll hear more from Roger coming up on Off to the Races. You've got Y96.7 WDLR at AM 1270. Back in a flash.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Visiting with Roger Houston, longtime voice of the Little Brown Jug. And you know, Roger, we briefly touched on, you know, what that race meant to you and what that race continues to mean to you since announcing it since 1968. And I know you probably get this question really, really often about your favorite Little Brown Jug call and your Little Brown Jug moment. And you did an interview with HRU, Harness Racing Update, a few years ago that you mentioned that thrilling last, between a quarter and a half of a mile of the stretch door between Wiggle It, Jiggle It, and Lost for Words. Does that still stand? Is one of your favorite moments and one of your favorite calls of that historic race?
You know, there was so much to Wiggle It, Jiggle It, Montrell Teague and George Teague, and the story that developed with him from the get-go with Wiggle It, Jiggle It becoming such a fan favorite. And yes, it is my favorite jug, and I think it's the greatest race ever on a half-mile track. I don't think any other race can hold up to it, and it may be a lot better than some of the best races on a mile track. But Wiggle It, Jiggle It did have a little trouble getting around the turns, and Montrell tipped him out before they ever got to the first eighth, and he battled Lost for Words from that point to the half. When they came by the half, Wiggle It, Jiggle It stuck his head in front, and Lost for Words came right back with David Miller. I used the one line, and I'll never use it again. But as they straightened out going down the backside, it says, this battle has turned into a war. And that's exactly what it was. At the top of the stretch, Wiggle It, Jiggle It started getting tired, and Lost for Words actually opened up by a length and a half with less than an eighth to go. And the rest is history. Montrell urged him on, and Wiggle It, Jiggle It come back, and then final two strides got the win. And it was just a great horse race, great people. Brian Brown has said that he's always wanted to win the Little Brown Jug, and he hasn't won all of these races in his life, but the biggest defeat he ever had was Lost for Words, losing to Wiggle It, Jiggle It. So it meant a lot to a lot of people, some good and some bad, but I think it was the greatest race ever.
And that's what makes the sport of harness racing great, is those raw emotions that are put into it. Speaking of raw emotions, you called your last race in November 2nd, 2019 at the Meadows. Of course, you were a longtime voice there. What was going through your mind emotion-wise as you were getting towards that last race on that card?
At that time, 2019, I guess I would have been 58, 60, 77 years old, and I wasn't tired of announcing at the Meadows, nothing, but the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association came to me and wanted me to do something different with my career, and I thought it was the right offer at the right time, and so I took that job and then told them I was going to go to Ohio and work for the Ohio Harness Horsemen Association. I could still do my county fairs and other engagements all over the world and such. I gave up the day-to-day routine, but I in no way retired. I think sometimes that they use the word retirement just to explain to people why I was leaving the Meadows, but it was not retirement. I had another job, and I didn't bring it up at the time, but I enjoyed my 2.5 years in Ohio at the OHHA, and finally my daughter said to me, you know, you're 80 years old, you have no business living over in Grove City, Ohio by yourself, so I moved back home, and I'm back in Pennsylvania, but still working for the OHHA, and to get to the office, I drive 172 miles one way. So I'm no ways near retired.
Oh, that's certainly great to hear. You know, Roger, one of the things that, and one of the things I've had, certainly admired about you and your race calls throughout the years, and obviously you've got such, you know, a lot of big races under your belt with the Little Brown Jug and the Adios and so on and so forth. But one of your appeals, I think, is you have found a way to make every single race interesting. And I know, you know, sometimes as an announcer, at least one of my biggest battles is, you know, after you call a big race or two, then you go the next day and you still have to call the $5,000 claimers or the non-winners of 2,000 last fives overnights. But you have managed to bring that same kind of energy, it seems, to each and every race. And I know that's important to you to do so on a personal level.
You know, it's probably my biggest plus, and it's the biggest negative that people throw at me. That fact that I call every race like a little brown jug, but my feelings on it, every race, it doesn't matter whether it's a maiden trot or a five claimer, an invitational, a stake race, or the Little Brown Jug, or the Yonkers Trot, or any major race. That race has owners, it has trainers, it has drivers, it has caretakers, it has fans that wager on that particular race or are watching it for enjoyment. And at that particular moment in time, that is the number one race in all of harness racing. And for a lot of people, it might be as close as they ever come to being in the Little Brown Jug or winning the jug or seeing a jug race. And I've always felt those folks deserve the best that I could give them on that particular event.
Now, Roger, we can't let you go without talking about certainly one of my closest acquaintances since I've been involved in this industry, and that is one Sam McKee, of course, who we lost back in 2017, announcer at the Meadowlands. Certainly, I think, was following in your footsteps as far as being one of the all-time greats, and he certainly is one of the all-time greats, but you're the one that kind of got him started in this industry. Can you kind of just briefly tell us how that transpired?
I was in Florida doing the jug, of course, at the same years and everything. And Sam started writing me letters when he was about 9 or 10 years old. And he'd send me cassettes that he would go to a county fair or someplace and get off by himself and call the races and everything. So we never could hook up. And I think in the first few months that I was at the Meadows, he said, could I come down and visit with you? He was at that time 15 years old, and 3 days later there was a knock on the door, and it was Sam McGee, and came down and spent a whole week at our home and at the Meadows. And his very first race that he ever announced on a PA system was at the Meadows, and it was a junior driving championship event. They had them nationwide in 1976, and he called that race. And later on that summer, he called a race at Delaware, Ohio, and wanted to get him a job and everything. And so I got him a county fair to work and a few other county fairs, and the rest is history. And he was a born announcer at the age of 9, 10 years old, and he lived his dream, and he left us way too short.
Yeah, early. He certainly did. He was one of the all-time greats, certainly. Roger, before we let you go, you briefly mentioned at the beginning of this interview that you're conducting freshman focus segments now for the OHHA, and you could find that on their YouTube page. Very, very informative. Great watch for harness racing fans. You know, if you want to kind of know who the superstars of tomorrow are going to be, and hey, that tomorrow is going to be today real quick.
Yeah, we do 13 of those programs. We start the first week in April, and we wrap it up when the time for the next generation at Scioto Downs, the 1st of July. And We put on about 750 miles a week, traveling all over Ohio, interviewing these trainers and talking to them about their two-year-olds, and it's been well-received. Fact is, the one we did with Todd and Greg Luther, it's up over 70,000 views. I checked it the other day, and that's the most ever we've had for one of those video programs that we've done, and it's doubled in size over the last couple years, and it's something that's very important for the Ohio harness industry all told, because I don't think there's any question about it. The Buckeye State is number one when it comes to harness racing. The breeding program and the purses are just out of this world, and everything is top-notch in the Buckeye State.
That was the voice of legendary track announcer Roger Houston. We certainly appreciate Roger joining us, taking time out of his still busy schedule after 66 years plus of calling racing. He is still going strong, and we appreciate Roger's time. We also appreciate our sponsors, the OHHA, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, Win in Ohio. Visit them at OHHA.com. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They got Caring Down to a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at Cashman's.com. All right, we're out of time for this edition of Off to the Races. Don't forget, we're here each and every Saturday morning with a first post of 9:30. We'll see you next Saturday. So long, everybody.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at Cashman's.com.